We're here at the Flames Athletic Center with the new athletic director, Garrett Classy. Let me start here. How nervous were you up on that podium? I saw you stop a couple times, get some water. Now that it's over with, we can take a deep breath.
You know, I can honestly tell you I got married last summer, and, you know, saying my vows in front of my wife was less nerve-wracking than being up there today. And I don't think it's all nerves. It's a lot of it's excitement.
Your accent. Where's that accent from?
Part Alabama, but mostly Wisconsin farm kid, I'm guessing. You know, the long O's you're talking about and the long vowels, it's definitely a Wisconsin accent.
So you said you've made the spotted cow joke in your reference, so your roots are always going to stay. You're a Midwest guy, though, so you know how important it is. And at Wisconsin, they did a great job, Barry Alvarez, bringing guys in from throughout the Midwest. It's not just Chicago, is it?
No, absolutely. It's throughout the Midwest. You know, the Midwest student athlete is kind of, it's the hardworking blue-collar mentality that we want to bring here to UIC. There's already a lot of those student athletes here. But as I said in my remarks, student athletes come here when they pick a college. It's not a four-year investment. It's a lifetime investment. And when they leave here, they're going to know that they made the best choice possible coming to UIC.
I asked the follow-up, and you said in your remarks you were in Italy. I wanted the more in-depth story. For those that weren't here and didn't hear it, can you tell us about just the moment when you found out about getting the job?
Well, quite honestly, I was tired. I had just hiked to the Five Towns of Cinque Terre, and I didn't smell very good. I was sweating. It was a very warm day, but I was eating lunch, overlooking the ocean, and I saw the 312 area code pop up, and it was, you know, your heart drops. I wanted this job so bad, and, you know, like I said, I'm very competitive. You know, and then to lose out on an opportunity like this would have been very heartbreaking. But when the good news came through, it was elation. My wife actually had not joined me on the vacation, so I was there by myself. So I didn't even know what to do. I couldn't talk to anyone. I was there by myself. But it gave me some time to gather my thoughts and really appreciate how lucky I am to be here.
I don't mean to single out sports because they're all important, and we all know that. But basketball lately has been the catalyst for UIC. How important is it to continue this incline? Because you're part of a revolution now. This basketball team is on the up and up.
You know, you're exactly right. I mean, whether we were at GW where I came from or here at UIC, basketball is what makes the athletic department tick. They're the ones that are national TV, both basketball. We're not just talking men's. Men's and women's are going to be very important. That's why we need the crowd support, and that's why that's going to bring the notoriety. That's what's going to build our brand. So basketball is obviously important. That's why their budgets are the largest in an athletic department, and not just at UIC, everywhere else. But once basketball gets rolling and we can sustain that success, it's only going to help out the other 18 sports programs here.
Did you play sports growing up?
Yeah, but I came from a small town. I had 48 in my graduating class, 200 in my high school. So everyone had to play football, basketball, and baseball, or you shouldn't have enough people to field a team. So I loved playing sports. Didn't play in the next level in college. Played club sports the entire time through, and sports has always been an important point in my life. My mom, if you go talk to her in the reception, she always tells a story that she came up from the barn one morning when I was in first grade, and I was reading the sports page from front to back, and she knew someday that I was going to be in some kind of sports-related industry.
Do you know where you're going to live yet? Have you even thought that far?
Well, right now we're in Stuckel Towers for the next 4 or 5 months. And we've done some shopping the last couple days, but I don't know. I prefer to be here with the student athletes and the coaches than I do shopping for real estate. I'm going to leave that to my wife. But you know, we want to be part of the community. We want to be here in the city, and it's on me. If we're going to get the city involved, that we need to be right here somewhere in the city.
I imagine you cramming for an exam, because now you have to know every coach, yep, every student, every player. Is it just a cram session until you get it all down?
You know, it's a lot of fun. You know, I hope they don't quiz me in the first couple months because I'm going to screw up some names, and especially the student athletes, there's a lot of them. But, no, I think we're going to work so much together. As I said in my remarks, this is going to be a family, and there's going to be a lot of face-to-face time, and you'll learn about me. I like to talk, never about myself. This is the only day it's ever going to be about me. From here on, it's about UIC athletics and especially the student athletes. So, yeah, it's not going to be an easy task, but I don't want to just only know their names. I want to know who they are as a person.
You look at what Curtis Granderson did for UIC with a huge donation, and you look at what other guys are doing that come back and keep working out in the off season. How important is it to keep the alumni base coming back home? Because this is home for a lot of them. Yes. Curtis lives right down the street.
Yes, absolutely. I've had some good discussions with Curtis already. We actually, funny story, we both have a mutual friend, Dan Worthen, the pitching coach of the New York Mets. I've been good friends over the years. So we connected, and he's very adamant about giving back to this place and getting more people involved. And you're exactly right. I mean, the alums are in the area. They need to come back, need to treat this like family, but we need to give them a reason to come back. It's not just as simple as me standing up in front of them saying, come back. We're going to give them a reason to come back, and they're going to be very proud to be called themselves alums, and hopefully they'll be ripping off those professional sport team shirts and be wearing Flames shirts around town. You're going to see more of a presence in this city, I can promise you that.
Best cuisine, Eugene, Tuscaloosa, New Orleans, Washington, D.C., Chicago. That's a nice slate.
And I love my food. I don't miss a meal. I top to bottom, Washington, D.C., but I got to give a shout-out to Who's Q in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The Chicago Dogs and our family, me and my family went to Lou Malnati's last night, so I'm going to be ingrained in a hurry here in Chicago.
What was it like to work with Chip Kelly?
Chip's the best. Very aggressive, very innovative, wouldn't take no. Strong in his conviction, was always going to win no matter what it took. A funny story about Chip. One day we had a discussion and said, Chip, you better win 9-10 games a year and keep this fan base happy. He goes, I'll win 11. And that's the kind of person he is. He eats, breathes, and sleeps football. He's been really great to me throughout my career, and he's one of the best. He'll be back in coaching soon, I would hope. He deserves to be, and he's I model a lot of my day-to-day around Chip because he's all about the process. He's all about, being on time. He's all about preparation. He always said that, when a new student athlete came in, a senior wasn't guaranteed a job. He called it a meritocracy. He didn't promise anyone a job. You worked your tail off to get that job, and that's what we're going to do here at UIC.
Can you ever stop learning, somebody in your position?
If I'm ever the smartest person in the room, I'm in the wrong room. We always have to keep learning. I didn't get to this point in my life by being the smartest person in the room. I did it by hard work, common sense, and really caring about people. And I'm always learning, especially with the ever-changing landscape of college athletics. I mean, the NCAA and the group of five schools and the autonomy and all the different legislation, we always have to keep learning. We always have to keep adapting. And we're going to make sure that we're proactive, not reactive to any of these measures.
What are your thoughts on the constant changing of the landscape in college basketball? Teams continue to leave conferences. We've seen some schools like TCU go all over the place. We've seen schools leave the Horizon, go to the Missouri Valley. How do you view the constant change and shifting?
It's very unfortunate, but it's the reality of what we do. So you got to stay on top of it and make sure you're taking care of your school. We love the Horizon League. We hope we're members of the Horizon League forever. But, you got to always make sure that you're on top of it. TCU is a great, great example. Chris Del Conte, they accepted a bid to go to the Big East, knew that the Big East was falling apart. Next day goes to see De Los Dodds of Texas, gets himself in the Big 12, another position for great success. So you always got to keep an eye on it. But, if we take care of what we do here, and we get both basketball teams winning and the rest of the teams keep on winning, then conferences are going to want us, and it only builds a stronger Horizon League, and that's what we got to focus on here.
Look at what Butler did. Look at what they did. I mean, they go to two national championship games in a row. Why not us? Why not UIC? Why can they not be the next power?
We're going to dream big, and we're not just going to dream big. We're going to be prepared, and we're going to have a plan, and we're going to focus. And I think if everyone follows the plan, we're going to win, and we're going to win big, and we're going to win consistently. And so, absolutely, you got to dream big. I mean, why not? I mean, but we're not worried about moving and being the next Butler. We're going to be the best UIC I can. We have a great home in the Horizon League. They're a great support. That's what we're going to worry about right now.
The heavy-hitting question. Jim Schmidt steps down, a legendary career here. Dan Yapchick wanted me to ask you if you will grow a mustache.
It would take me, to grow Jim's mustache would take me 5 years, at least. I still have baby fur coming in. There is no chance I can grow any facial hair.
Wait till you get that first hug from Sparky. You'll never forget it.
Oh, I can't wait, man. I'm excited, man. I want to be in the Sparky outfit when I go see these student organizations or show the energy that I really have.
Well, I'm not going to keep you waiting anymore. Your family's here, your wife. We welcome you to Chicago, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.